It is good to be together midweek as we end the month of July. What I want to do today is to bring together all that I've said regarding the first temptation from the devil Jesus faced out in the wilderness as we apply this lesson to our lives. We'll get to that soon. But first, an announcement. Those of you in Boston want to pay special attention to this. If you're outside New England, then keep listening because you'll be able to get what I'll mention. Beginning this coming Monday, August 5th, I will be hosting another broadcast, which will air twice a day on WEZE 590 AM. It is Definition. You can hear it on WEZE at 6:55 AM and 9:55 PM, Monday through Friday. Definition will differ in format and content from God Is, but it will be another means for me to communicate the truth of God's Word to the people of Boston and all of New England. I am very excited about this, and I wanted to share it with you. A definition is the exact meaning of a word, and we'll pick up specific words of the Bible, define them, examine what they mean in the biblical context, and then apply that word to our lives in a very pastoral and practical manner. For example, we have the word adoption in the Word of God. Well, what does it mean to be adopted? How is it that God adopts us? And what will this mean for those of you who feel abandoned, for someone who didn't grow up with parents, and for a husband and wife who are adopting children and so forth? This is an example of what we will do together for 5 minutes on Definition that will be heard at 6:55 a.m. and 9:55 p.m. Monday through Friday, beginning this Monday, August 5th. Will you join me? Will you spread the word telling friends and family? Now you say, but will you continue with God Is? Absolutely yes. God Is will be heard right here daily at this same time on this same station. I am adding Definition without taking away anything from God Is. But you might ask, can you handle both, Mark? My answer, pray for me. Ask God to strengthen me and protect me from the evil one. And pray that His grace will sustain me as I teach His word and proclaim the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you outside the range of WEZE, if you are interested in hearing Definition, it will be available as a podcast from 590amtheword.com. And you can write to me today and ask me how to get it. I'll be happy to share it with you. I do not want to take any more time on this now, but I do want those of you here in Boston and the surrounding area, wherever WEZE is heard, to know about Definition. We begin on Monday morning at 6:55 a.m. and again on Monday night at 9:55 p.m. Join me then for the very first edition of Definition. And now, back to my first love, God Is, and this passage in Matthew chapter 4. Let me read to you now Matthew 4, verses 1 through 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Tomorrow we're going to go to verses 5 and following, but I thought before we do that, I would pull together everything we have learned over the last couple of weeks regarding this first temptation. And I'll do this in the form of question and answer. When I ask the question, you might shout back your answer to your radio, phone, computer, to Alexa, or however you listen. This will tell you how much you have learned and retained. Question: what does Jesus teach us about God by how Jesus responded to the devil on this first temptation? Do you remember the lesson? Some of you are rolling your eyes because you got it the first time and are tired of me repeating it. Others of you now rack your brain. Here it is. God will protect us from an unhealthy relationship with food and protect us from illicit sexual relationships if we respond to the devil the way Jesus responded to the devil when he was tempted. I've repeated that a lot on purpose so that you will remember it. Second question, did we learn anything practical we can do to resist the devil's temptation to these sins? Or was this all just theory with no way to model Jesus in our real lives? Answer, from the Bible we learned at least two significant practices we can keep to avoid getting into the temptation towards fleshly lusts. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 30, Jesus taught us to ruthlessly cut off anything that causes us to sin. Ruthlessly cut off anything that causes us to sin, rip it out of our lives, and forcefully eliminate it now. Once eliminated, do not let it return. I used the example of deleting an app called Instagram, but that was only an example. If, and that is a big if for many people, if we're serious about overcoming temptation, we must be ruthless with anything that causes us to sin. This is not theory. This is a concrete action we can take today. And second, we learned from the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 13, and other scripture in Romans and beyond, to present the members of our mortal bodies to God as instruments of righteousness, rather than to use them as instruments of unrighteousness. This means that daily, in prayer, we will give God the parts of our mortal bodies most targeted by Satan in getting us to sin. This could be our eyes, our sexual organs, our stomachs, our ears, our mouths. The tongue is a sharp weapon. Our minds and our imaginations, our emotions, and our feet. Give them to God, dear friend. You may think this silly or embarrassing, or even irreverent to do. You may wonder if I am making too big a deal about the sin we commit with our bodies. Or you may wonder, will this really work? Try it. Go on and give this a try this week, this month, and this year, and write to me and tell me if this made a difference in your battle with the evil one or not. Christians do not need to be mastered by food, alcoholic beverages, eating disorders, and/or illicit sex. But in order not to, we must learn these practices of Jesus and Paul, and we must do what they say to do. We must implement these consistently in our lives. Remember and even memorize Romans 6, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. That was Romans 6, verses 12 through 14. Last question. Pastor Mark, you seem very passionate about this. You must really like this passage of Scripture in Romans 6. And you've spent significant time on this temptation as the devil attacked Jesus' physical bodily hunger and appetite. Answer? Oh, yes. I love these verses in Romans 6. I love all of Romans. But the reason these three verses stand out to me is because they tell me exactly what to do so that I will not sin in my mortal body, sin in my flesh. This has become a how-to manual for me. I'm constantly presenting the members of my body to God such that I use them for righteousness, that which is right according to God, and not unrighteousness, that which is wrong according to God. In my life, I have seen more Christian men and women than I care to count falling headlong into sin because when the devil and his demons came calling, they were not prepared to resist him. Or worse, they were prepared but did not do what Jesus, what the Apostle Paul, what the whole of the Word of God taught them to do. But I do not judge these brothers and sisters harshly because I know that I am just as susceptible to the devil as they are. We must all, always, be on high alert for the evil one. Indeed, I pray for those who have fallen into sin and ask God to have mercy on them, to humble them, and to bring them to Him, seeking the Lord's forgiveness and restoration. And obviously, I'm directing these comments to Christ's people. Should you be here today and you're not following Christ, then you cannot be helped. until you surrender your life to Him as your Master and Lord. The only way to overcome Satan is through Jesus the Christ. And I mean literally, the only way. You can keep trying all of the other ways, the self-help programs and so on and so forth. You can dig in by your own will power. But I invite you to have faith and trust in Christ to experience His dynamic transformation of your life. He will deliver you from sin, food addiction, alcohol addiction, sex addiction, drug addiction, the eating disorders that have had a hold on you for years. These can all be overcome as you become Christ's and as He disciples you. He will lead you into a church family where the truth of the Word of God is taught and lived. You'll belong to a community of believers who will love you and care for you and forgive you despite their weaknesses and their own sin. You can join a group of men or women who have also struggled desperately with the addictions and disorders I have just mentioned, as well as those unmentioned. You will be prayed with and for. Hey, you'll even be taught how to pray. So I would like you to reach out to me today, and we will talk more about this, okay? One final question. Hey, Mark, can we move on to that second temptation of Christ in Matthew 4, verses 5 through 7 now? Answer, yes. We do so tomorrow. But I pray that you will not lose sight of what has been said recently here on God Is. And do me a favor. If this has helped you in some way, write to me and tell me. Give me your feedback, will you? I'd like to hear from you this week or this weekend. You can email me or send me a letter the old-fashioned way. Let me know how God Is has been a resource for you in your walk with God. I would be delighted to hear from you soon. So write to me this evening, and then join me again tomorrow for God Is.